That's true.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Wow, that's very, you're very ebullient today. You're very ecstatic and effervescent and excited. Those are all E words.
Learn the magic of writing.
You're learning the magic of writing? You're learning how to write? You don't hold your pen you hold your pen weird, though.
Yeah, but look.
If you hold your pen right, you hold it like that. See? See how that works?
This. Snip, 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 snip.
Yeah, that's not...
Okay, so... Well, folks, we're talking about pulleys on a radio show.
Pulleys, huh?
Yeah, pulleys.
What's so great about pulleys?
Well, a pulley is an inefficial artifact.
Inefficial artifact? What does that mean?
It means that it can lift up heavy weights of stuff. When you pull on one end, you can lift something up at the other end.
That's very interesting. Do you happen to know the physics behind that, how that works?
Well, folks, believe it or not, well, pulleys have a little hole that pulls the stuff from up to bottom, up to down, I would say.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting, Thompson. I'm sorry, I have to, I'm in the middle of making a sandwich for my boy here to take to school, a delicious turkey sandwich on some lovely San Francisco sourdough bread, which is a tart and tangy treat for any growing boy with nutritional needs. So where did you first learn about pulleys, Thompson?
Well, I learned it from my Sid's Gamazoons and Gadgets that we got a long time ago.
Sid the Science Kid?
Yeah, and it's about gamazones and gadgets, and it's about learning about pulleys.
That's funny, because I remember teaching you about pulleys when you were like 1.5 years old, and I think we might have even done it on the radio show, and I made you a pulley right here in the spot. It's in your technology book, too.
Yeah, yeah, sure is. Sure is, pulley maker.
A pulley maker. Well, I can deal with that moniker.
Yes. And here, and let me just throw in one more word. A pulleyologist. What would that be? Yep. Somebody who teaches people how to use pulleys.
A pulleyologist, huh? You've learned how to take ologist and transfer it to any word, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like a meteorologist, because that's a word.
Yeah, yeah. Ologist means someone who studies something.
Voyagist. Hey!
Well, this morning I'm having a cup of the last of my batch of Island Blend 365 coffee. With some 2% vitamin A and D milk from our friends at Clover Stornetta up there in Petaluma, California. Check out cloverstornetta.com.
No half this time.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's, yeah, cloverstornetta.com. Yeah, no half and half this time, Thompson, because, again, I still have not managed to get that done.
Well, I think you should get half and... I think you should try to get half and half on Friday. Okay. I mean, on Saturday. Sorry. My brain tripped to Friday.
Well, today is a big day because round 2 of the NHL playoffs starts today. And the first game is the Boston Bruins versus the Montreal Canadiens. Thompson, who is going to win the first game of round 2? Montreal or Boston? Or Boston or Montreal?
Yeah, because the Boston already got 2 goals. But
No, who's going to win the game they're going to play today?
But the Montreal just got zero. They got no goals.
So you think Boston's going to win?
Yep, that's sure to what I think. I think the Bostons are going to whale them.
Boston's going to whale them, huh? Well, we shall see how accurate your predictions are. You've been a pretty good picker, a selector of teams in the past. You have a pretty good hit rate. So, what are you looking forward to doing today?
Well, I'm looking forward to, think. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do first. Then I'm going to tell it. Okay. I'm ready on to playing with my friend at school.
Playing, not playing.
Playing with my friend?
Yeah.
At school?
Which friends?
I don't have two, I just have one.
Who?
One. He's a boy.
Who? What's his name?
Ariel.
All right. Do you have any shout-outs?
To Mama, Gordon, and Lacey, and Love, and Brad, and Josie, and Aunt Lauren, and Uncle Dave, and Brad, and Josie, and Sam, and Josie!
Mm-hmm. And anybody else?
Yep. Lacey, and Love.
All right. Yeah. And Grandmother, and Godmother, and Aunt Lisa, and Aunt Lori, and Aunt Tara. And, oh, say get well soon, Angela.
Get well soon, Angela.
Yeah, get well soon, Aunt Angela. We're thinking about you. And Daria and Allie and John and Jamie and Lonnie and oh my goodness, there's so many people down there.
And don't forget Grandmother and Godmother.
Right.
And Uncle Dave, too. He was the last one.
Alrighty. Well, that's all the time we have today. So, everybody love everybody.
Bye.
ELE.
ELE, everybody!